Blog Talk Radio.
Somehow you find the time to wine and dine.
I left you in my space. It's been nothing but your face, bookmarking memories, and enemies, and fake chemistry. And I tell my homies, I can't take her no more. I'm a quitter. They say, oh, look at the little baby. He a twitter. All tender. Go figure. Shit. So that's how they see me now. Cause every weight that she put on me is like an Instagram of stress and worry. That's all she wanna do now. Clapping and snapping, chatting and yapping. Want me to get lost in your world? I guess we both gonna be waiting. Well, it was fun while I lasted. Them lies just longer than
bonds. Sometimes I wish you knew, but I disguise the truth. I say I'm happy, but I'm still stuck on us. Does your mind play this game too? Think about me and you. I guess I'll just pretend until it all makes sense. See you face to face, I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make a scene. But I can't make a scene. See you face to face, I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make a scene. But I can't make a scene. It's overdue. Tell me your point of view. Tell me, am I to blame? You're so good with change. A table set for two. You got me waiting, but you ain't coming through. Tried to stay patient, but gotta face the truth. See you face to face, I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make a scene. But I can't make it seem. See you face to face, I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make a scene. But I can't make it seem. Even if it's true,
even if it's true,
you bet. Even if it's true, there's no reason to believe I'll save us now. But if you really love me, say it now. Why is it so hard to figure out? I need you every day, believe me when I say it.
never stop seeing other men. Just listen up when I start to talk.
Good evening. Welcome one and all. Welcome to 50 Radio Universe. This is The Hidden, a.k.a. The Fly Speak Edition, the feature open mic. This is part 7. We're featuring Queens. Amazing. Incredible. All right. The Fly Speak open mic is dedicated to bring you the best in poetry that you might not have heard, but you should know. MCs, performers, always here at 9 o'clock. Eastern Standard Time, first of the month. And this week's feature is so dope and impressive. I mean, just really beyond compare. I believe they represent a full universe of poetry amongst them. They are awesome, also incredible and dope. And I'm just calling this Queens because each and every one of them are amazing. They inspire, they ignite poetry, they do amazing things. And I've had the distinct pleasure of hearing and seeing them poet. And so it is a distinct pleasure to bring them to you. Now, on the event page, if you want to find out about each poet, please go to the event page. Same title, same name. Go over there, look up. You will see the bio. Check them out. They got projects. They got all kinds of things going on. You want to follow these poets. They're pretty incredible. They're awesome. All right. So right now, how we're rocking is we're literally going to bring them in, you know, and normally when I do Fly Speak, I usually do like four people. You know, today we're only doing three. I think it's more than sufficient. Had to go get some people. All right. So the one thing I'm going to say, if you plan on participating in tonight in the open mic, please press 1 so that I can see you. It's called raising your hand. Make sure that you're pressing 1 so that we know that you're here unless I brought you in. And if I brought you in, of course, you know you have a nice little gray bar, so it tells me who you are, and I already know that you're here. So let's read a little bit about these poets, shall we? So let's start with Red Riding Hood, all right? And we you know, cut the bio a little bit because, you know, when you're publishing online, it's a little bit things. But go to the event page, read the full bio. Also, the Cash App is up there. If you love what you hear, support a poet, poeting, especially Black Love Poeting. It's not cheap, so make sure you check them out. Red Riding Hood is the voice of women all over, highlighting topics in her works such as domestic violence, her relationship experiences, women empowerment, the struggle of being a single mother, and her accomplishment thus far. She keeps a very modest and humble spirit. God has blessed her with a gift and incredible talent that has touched the hearts and souls of many. Agreed. Absolutely agreed. Up next, we have Rebel Queen, who's a multi-genre artist, an entrepreneur, and a Reiki practitioner. She's performed over in Metro Atlanta and featured at venues such as Cats Cafe. Rebel has also published a book of poetry titled Mind Funk Times 21 in 2019, is currently working on her second poetry book and her first autobiographical novel, Walking with My Ancestors. And our third and final poet of our features is poet Roscoe's Fire, which we will call her the Fishnet Poet. She's the published author of CPR to My Dreams, An Ode to 2020, and My Abyss, I Wrote Him Free, A Poetic Description of Incarcerated Love. She's works included 5 anthologies, including Salute to Black Women and Salute to Black Men, poetry collections, as well as Global Poets Drop the Mic Anthology. She is love, peace, and light, pursuing abundance. All right, so tonight we're going to get into it. We're going to do things a little bit different. We're going to open their mics and we're going to have a free-willing conversation as I ask them questions and play cool music in the background. And then once they hear poems, you know, of course, we're going to literally open mics and let people comment freely after the poem, after the pieces. Now, if you're looking for this, make sure that you understand the number is 319-527-6300. Of course, if you know me personally, if you have a back channel conversation, you can hit me via text if you have my number, or you can hit me through Facebook and we'll be able to talk. I don't do the chat room on here because I don't know how it works, so you're going to have to reach me through Messenger on Facebook or Instagram, and you can do that at @_honeydripper_erotic. All right, so that being said, wow, that's kind of loud. We're going to have to give a shout-out to Rebel Queen for the soundtrack for this evening's poetry, of course. All right? And if you're sending me messages, please, you have to give me at least 5 to 7 minutes to answer them or wait in between the poets so I can actually look, so because I'm not going to catch everything. All right? So let's open these mics. First person up. We're opening up is Red Riding Hood. Red Riding Hood, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
I am super fantastic and phenomenal with everything else that's happening. I'm glad to have you here. Just a quick to talk in with you real quick as I turn a little bit further. So, Red Riding Hood, how long have you been writing?
I have been writing for about 14 years now, so I'm not the poet that wrote her first poem when she was 8.
So, you don't have to be. You don't have to be.
I just, you know, I've been writing since I was 29. I'm 42 now.
I wouldn't have figured it out. You shouldn't have said your age. You should have said black don't crack and left it at that. Anyway.
I'm proud of this wisdom, baby.
All right, I'm just saying. You could have been 25, like 15 more times.
When you don't be proud, that's when you say stuff like that. If I was 66, I'd have told you I was 66. God is proud of you, baby. I'm excited and all of my abundance. I'm happy.
Yeah, listen, then we rocking with it. We rocking with it. We gonna throw the hands up and be like, we're not worthy, and we gonna move on. And everything else. I'm gonna bring in the next poet, the Fishnet Poet. The Fishnet Poet. Good evening, Fishnet Poet.
Y'all.
How are you? Hey, what's happening?
I am well. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you perfectly. We hear you fine.
I am well.
So the question.
I'm so glad to. Go ahead, sorry.
No, you go ahead. Finish your thought.
I was just saying I'm so glad to be here. I'm so glad to be in the midst of Queens and us doing queenly things. And just shout out to the other queens, Miss Red Riding Hood and Miss Rebel. I am so stoked to hear them. And, yes, thank you so much for having me.
Well, I think what we're going to do, which is going to be awesome and incredible, is we get to actually hear each other and be each other's fans while we're doing this poetry. I think it's going to be pretty dope and important. You know.
Thank you.
The only thing that I ask is if you have sound in the background, mute your mic in between, because it's going to pick up all ambient sound. Definitely.
Okay.
All right. But before
okay.
we get to that, how long have you been writing?
I happen to be that one that started writing at 8. It was all I had. It was in the midst of given to me by my mother, and I've held on it ever since. So yeah, it's been a good while, off and on, of course, but yes, I kept to it.
All right, that's what's up. That's amazing and beautiful. All right, so all right. One last question before you get Brother Queen. Why the fishnet?
It's intentional. It's a pleasure. I'm a pleasure poet. We embrace our sensuality. Sensuality is healthy. It's a gift. And more so, I find that a lot of poets don't cross into the erotic realm because of traumas, there's reasons that they don't want to pick up the erotic pen. They don't want to dabble into pleasure. And it's usually because of some things that we've been through. So, you know, mm-hmm. I'm just making a point to normalize women feeling sexy and feeling good again. And it's also for me too. I am journeying back to pleasure as well. So it's just my sensual, sexy, kicky gift to the world, creatively, yes.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. So we're going to go, and we're going to bring in Rebel Queen right now.
Hi. Hey, how are you?
Hey, Rebel Queen, how are you? How are you doing?
I am great. I am well.
Okay, so my opening question to you is, how long have you been writing?
Well, I was just in the middle of a little bit of noise, but I happen to also have been writing since I was 8. I noticed the last speaker said that. Yeah, so I know it's like a first language kind of, right? You know, a way to communicate feelings, yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. And how did you come to the name Rebel Queen?
Oh, my. An ex, you know, somebody I had, I know I've seen it before and I was like, oh, that's so cool. But somebody else has that. I wouldn't take that. I wouldn't take it because somebody else has it. I said, the only way I would ever even think about it is if somebody actually saw that same, it resonated with me. But if somebody actually said that, yeah, this is absolutely you, then I would say, okay, yeah, that would be a great idea. And sure enough, someone I was dating, sort of right when I was coming back onto the spoken word scene, you know, it was one of the things he admired about me the most. It was kind of like a joke, like not a joke, but, you know, personality go-getter thing. So that's how I just took it and accepted it.
All right. That's what's up. Red Riding Hood, how did you come to your name? How did you come to your name?
My name was given to me by the late, great Will the Real One Bell. That he basically just said that I was red and I write hood. So he thought that it was clever. So every time somebody asks me, I'm always so honored to tell that story just because I was named after my mentor, after my friend.
I don't think that... Will, the real one, really would know that his legend, and it would echo this far after his death,
mm-hmm.
you know, the tragedy of his having his life taken, because even now, like with yourself and several others and people from Black on Black Rhyme literally speak of him. And I think as long as they speak of him, you know, he'll never fade from memory. He'll live on forever. So while we're talking about Will the Real One, how did he affect mm-hmm. your poetry besides, you know, giving you your name?
Well, he was my first encounter with spoken word. I met him because he basically was inviting me to a different kind of night he was having, not knowing that I was in search of a poetry venue. And so when I couldn't make that night, he said, don't worry, I have a poetry night on Saturday night. And he basically, the rest was history. I basically told him that I had been looking for poetry. And so he kind of took me under his wing, you know, because I, like I said, my gift came at 29 and I was writing about all the mess I was going through. And he pushed me. He pushed me to my highest potential. Well, not my highest potential, because I believe I still have time to get there. But he basically saw in me what I couldn't see in myself at the time. And, you know, he just kept it real with me. I mean, his name was Will the Real. So, you know, he had his ways of that, you know, sometimes just cuss you out, but it's a good cussing because it's to make you better and greater. And, you know, he pushed me. He really, really pushed me. And I just will always, always love him for that, for him taking on the assignment to, you know, kind of take me under his wing and groom me and gave me all the game, you know. And here I am, you know. I didn't know if I could go on after him, you know, after he passed. I didn't think I could, you know, but I just knew I had to, you know. So for so many reasons, he is always so near and dear to my heart as I go on these stages and do what I love, you know. So, yeah, God rest his soul.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. We'll send a prayer for Will the Real One, because most of you don't understand that he literally had an effect that is like dropping a pebble in a river and watching it reverberate outwards. So many people had so many things that's happening. So, you know, we're glad that you're here. We're glad that you're here. I'm going to move over to Fishnet Poet. Fishnet Poet, what are your influences for your writing?
I'm sorry, what were my writing?
What, like, who was a major influence on your writing? I know you were talking about returning to pleasure and everything else, and, you know, I kind of want to not get into, like, pain bodies and trauma bounding, but, you know, what is the essential influence to your writing?
I would say I write for women like me, you know, for single moms. For women that, you know, wanted to go to school and tried and whatever, and it just didn't happen that way for them, you know, in the system, you know, in the baby mama system and fathers in jail and all this, you know, we could still overcome, we could still pursue our dreams, and we're more than just moms. You know, we can be mothers and entertainers and entrepreneurs. And so that's my brand. I do it for us and surely for the black women, for our mental health, for our strides, everything we go through. So, yeah, that's in my heart, what it's for. And as far as inspiration, I started off loving music. Lauryn Hill, Missy Elliott were my, Erykah Badu eventually, but those two first were my inspirations of just amazing women, just being unapologetically them. And then Maya Angelou was where I fell into the art of black literature, a black woman poet. You know, on the Shakespeare level, you know, she inspired me most, especially because of her voice, and I've always had a heavier, you know, voice range. And she took her lane and made a whole, and, you know, changed the world with it. So that's my inspiration.
Okay. Dope. Rebel Queen.
Yeah.
Rebel Queen.
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
What is
okay.
the central influence of the inspiration for you writing? You know, and this is going to be the last question because now we're going to get into the poetry because, you know, I know people are waiting. And to hear y'all kick this thing off. So what is the central influence of your poetry?
Oh, boy. Finding my identity and my voice. Being the daughter of a American woman, being born in the South was hard because you lose your voice. But then being the child of, you know, mixed together with that and the Caribbean voice, like, you don't even get an opinion. You don't get any idea. You don't get anything. And that, so I think that's what made that come forward so early, is looking for my voice. And I'm grateful to be sharing this stage before we even start with these other women, because I'm hearing that all over these words. So I'm looking forward to the show. Thank you.
Listen, well, you were all incredible. And the funny thing is that the line that runs through it, which, you know, all of you have spoken about being single mothers and the strength that it requires to be single mothers. So let me, before we get into the poem, let me ask you about that. How does your poetry affect your family being a single mother? How does it, you know, is it supported? Does it not support it? You know, how does it work itself out? If it's not too personal, please let me know. I don't want to ask any questions that are invasive or make you feel some kind of way. But, you know, I noticed that there was a theme, and I just noticed it. So if you don't mind answering the question, how does poetry affect you being a single mother? Red Riding Hood?
It actually, you know, it fuels the transparency to my writing. It's definitely supported by my family. My family didn't learn a lot of my struggles with certain things until they heard poems. And it still is that way. As far as being a single mother, my kids are very, very, they are my biggest fans. They push me. They, every time I'm leaving out to go do a show, they're like, Mommy, have a great show, or Mommy, maybe you should wear these earrings, and they're zipping up my dress, you know. You know, so they are very much a part of everything that I do, you know. And so as far as the support goes, it is definitely through the roof. They're not at every show because they can't be. But as far as being a single mother, I tell these truths, I tell these stories, and it's definitely not to shame anybody I've ever encountered or been involved with at all. It's just me sharing my story. You know, unfortunately, as a poet, you know, when you're dating or dealing or whatever traumas you've had, I mean, it becomes material, right? So it's just what it is, and I'm honored to share my story.
Beautiful, beautiful. Fishnet poet, how about you?
Oh, man, the pen has been a confidant, has been the man that I don't know if I deserve or will ever get myself aligned enough to attract. I mean, the pen has just been, has held me when I fell down in the corner, just completely overwhelmed, don't know what to do, you know. My boys, my oldest, you know, he's in special education. We have some, you know, some issues in that area. And this year, he, you know, after my book officially came out and it was in my hand, he started he got inspired and took a bunch of papers and drew drawings of dragons. He loves dragons. Words are a bit of a challenge, so I made sure to give him some kind of expression, which was drawing. He made him a book of dragons. Mommy, I'm going to be a writer like you, you know. And I tell you what, when that came out his mouth, I knew I was good, man. Like, whatever else, you know, we're on our way. I haven't had, you know, I come from a single mom, and my mom, you know, she's a narcissist and a few other things, and just she has not been supportive of me. She doesn't even have my book, long story short. So I lean real heavy on my boys and my poetry community. They have built me up. They have been the ones that said, yes, you are awesome, do the damn thing. So, yeah, poetry has been my companion and my mental health coach. Amen.
That's amazing. And we're going to move from you to Rebel Queen.
Okay.
Rebel Queen, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I was just going to ask you to repeat the question for me again, please.
I said, how does your poetry support your single motherhood?
For me, it's different. Although I have been a poet since, I've been writing poetry since I was 8, I didn't express it, I didn't share it, I didn't publish. I mean, I did, only in college. After my son was born, I didn't share it in that way. I really dedicated my life to him. My poetry didn't. You know, now, by the time I reconnected with it, you know, he was an adult. So he's 30 now. So it, yeah, it doesn't support me. It's supporting me now as an individual. You know, I performed in places and get paid to do stages and things, but it didn't support my journey at all. And again, and I don't know if we may be different demographics, but we're different choices.
Okay. That makes sense. So since we had our round of questions, the opening questions, we'll come back for a second round of questions. But first, we must do some poetry. And I think it's going to be a super fantastic thing for us to actually hear each other in live time here on the station. And so I kind of been like bragging about y'all coming on the show and doing what you're game to do, because you are all phenomenal poets. So let's start. Red Riding Hood, what do you have to share with us this evening?
All right, here we go. I'm a woman, gifted and well-versed, birthed and cursed with abilities beyond your comprehension, senses, sharp like a fresh blade raised in the best. Dade County. Niggas got bounties on this thoroughbred. I got the eye of the tiger and the pussy, too. I see why you mad. I would be, too. How dare I be this cold with an ass this swole? I suppose I asked for what I asked. Well, see, I've been toting ass long before shots was a trend, and I'm aware it don't make me attend. What matters is where I'm going from where I've been. I'm a heart changer, thought rearranger with the mind of a gangster, giving left hand shakes and wings straight. Got plenty of smiles for those I know don't like me but love my style. Some of y'all keep your enemies close. Well, good luck with them. Because I know about mine, but I don't fuck with them, and they know it. It's hard not to show it. I want them to know every detail of my thoughts. That's why I'm a motherfucking poet. I'm blunt, like trees, flawed, with purpose. Right now, the enemy's confused and nervous, don't know what's to come of these verses. And flow, I'm a rookie turned pro. Will plenty of this. I couldn't help but to grow. I was hood before I got the name. I spit the bitch from this cold frame, and you wonder why when you drove by, Chevron was out of gas supply. Well, I filled up before I came. You ain't ready for this heat. Commanding attention when I speak, and I can see the scales under the skin of pretending friends, but I can't lose them. Smarter than they best chess move, and these hoes after me. Well, I'm too far gone, can't lens craft me. I'm a live one, building myself, call this a dry run. The poem that changed my life was so I run. I'm a woman with a plan, cooking up some with no pots and pans. I got dreams, so stay the fuck from around me with the bitterness and low self-esteem. Now, ain't gonna hurt nobody, but ain't gonna kid and play with your ass either. This is Riding Hood speaking, a.k.a. witness. I'm a woman in which the my abilities are endless. I'm fearfully made. I'm insanely beautiful. Would you believe I wrote this poem at the job in my cubicle? I'm a risk taker, swimming against the current, possibilities eternal, with everything to gain like your favorite detergent. I'm fresh with this shit. Visions clear through the smoke. Problems make me disappear, but will never stunt my growth. We connected, still grabbing your mind for where you lost and left it, just to hand it back to you in the form of a poem. Keep your sanity. Sometimes you gotta walk and talk like life is sweet. It's a perfume on your vanity. Be fearless. I'm so much shit, I'm tearless. Still is one of the fiercest, baddest creations under the sun. Looking for that bitch, well, I'm the motherfucking one that I let the air out your balloon. Now let the tension out the room. The devil is good as doom, because I'm a woman, well-blessed and well-groomed. I am a woman. Thank you.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Who's on these mics? Get these flowers real quick.
Yes, 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 yes.
Let's go.
Hold on.
Let's go.
Wait a minute. She said...
cover y'all, keep your enemies close. Well, good luck with that, because I don't fuck with them. That's what I'm talking about. Yes.
I'm
blunt. Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Beautiful.
Okay. That's the truth. That's the word right here.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Yo, it was the...
Thank you so much, y'all. Thank you.
I ain't gonna play with you either. Okay, wait, hold on. One at a time.
I open all the mics. So, because you know, I it's nothing like, you know what, I'm learning this from Tariq, because, you know, when you really at a live, when you're doing something live, you really get the chance to hear people in real time. So what I'm going to ask, I'm going to just open up everybody's mics, and then we'll revert to an order afterwards so we can give live time, you know, energy, because that poem was outstanding. You know how you make the steak face and your whole face twist up, and you're like, God damn. Yeah, that's what I felt right there. That was that. So somebody said something, it was for me. Who's that? I heard
that
voice. Who said
that? Was me, bro. That was me.
Okay.
Forward it. Man.
Aw, thank
line,
you.
The whole piece was fire. The whole piece was fire. I was digging it.
Thank you.
And I was like, yes, you better spit that. Yes. Bars.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
I ain't going to hurt nobody. But I ain't going to kid and play with you either.
Ooh.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Are there any more flowers before we move on? Because we know. It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
I just wanted to just love on the conviction in your voice. You know, you were spitting what you know, what you lived, and what you came back from. And here I am in my cubicle. That was so beautiful.
Thank you.
Right, you know that I'm taking part of it because you know your boss be seeing you working on other stuff.
I'm
in my cubicle writing my poem, damn it. Damn you. I know that's right.
That's what I'm saying, but you know what? That part right there speaks about you throughout life, not just in that cubicle. That's letting people know I'm a risk taker throughout life.
Period. I'm about you.
That piece was everything. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yes.
Right, so we're gonna do this soft reset. We're gonna do a real soft reset. So this one I'm gonna ask, because we're gonna move on to our next poet. You know, y'all give another round of applause for Red Riding Hood, and we're gonna go over to the Fishnet Poet. Are you ready, Fishnet Poet?
I am ready.
All right. Well, the rest of us, we're gonna go on mute, and the mic is yours.
Nights like this, I wish snowflakes would fall. Paper and pen, I am broken within. Hold me like his arms would. Kiss me like I wish he could. Smack and talk that shit. Call me good girl, cause you know I like it. Pound it like only you can tonight. I am missing my man, and I will miss him forever. Two forevers to be exact. I bet the clever bitch is proud of the fact that she took that black man's life. She drew her sword, pried her knife. She gave that black man life twice. Life, life. Life, life, life twice. Might as well hail my forehead with the slice of the knife. Might as well roll the dice and land on twos twice. She gave my baby life twice. She is a clever bitch. Skin chocolate just like his. Brown eyes bolting behind bifocals. He broke his glasses now. Resembling Urkel, oh poetry. Hold me, my baby, the one. I mean, we were going to do it eventually before it was all done. Who knew we would run out of fun? Who knew we would reach our prime and did not even know it? Now, all you have is time. And all I have are bitter encounters with niggas who leave money on the counter, niggas who tell me what I am good enough for and what they can afford. What a day. What a night. Oh, poetry, hold me. Tell me I will be all right. Tell me one day I will have him in my arms again. He is my best fucking friend. My best fucking friend got life twice. Life, 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 life twice. Life twice. Lord have mercy. There is none. It is not fair, a fatherless pair. It is not right, a husbandless wife. What do we do? Wait forever, wait for never. My pussy is burning, heart yearning for arms that give a fuck, a man that I actually want to make love to because I am in love. I mean, is that too much to ask? Yes, because nobody is you. You, the reason I do not do long-distance relationships anymore. Why? I long for that perfect fit. Why I miss you finding my split, finding your way around it, bending me over, finding your way around it. You were nasty, sweaty, dready, chocolate. Passionate, telling me, don't fuck me, make love to me. I was putty, so in love with you. Now, that clever bitch says we are through forever. A slugger to an already busted lip. No bag of broccoli, no ice. She slammed her gavel and gave that black man life, and you are gone forever. I cannot say never, but I can say ever, because either one describes this length of space and time between us. Now, all I want is your life, to give you joy, be your wife, wake you up to give. What a roll of the dice. She gave my black man life twice. Life, 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 life twice, life twice. Oh, somebody done done me right. Eyes to the ceiling all night long. Oh, poetry, 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 poetry. I need you tonight. I cannot breathe. All I see are gens around me that are not you. Move on. Stay strong, but my heart misses you forever. Rest at peace.
Whoa. Let's go. I'm sorry. I was on pause. Let's go.
I am also a prison reform poet. This latest poetry book that I wrote is a book I'm trying to get into a prison so our black men can have something, some light in that hell. You know. So I hope you enjoyed that.
I think it was very good.
Yeah, that was very powerful. That was very heartfelt. Wow. That was pretty deep. And I think
it's
that's a wonderful thing that you're doing.
Thank you.
It's a yearning for me. Absolutely. The yearning for me.
Thank you.
Small fact about my hobby. I used to teach in a federal correctional facility. So, you know, when people would write poems and words and everything else, sometimes a letter would be the most amount, you know, the happiest someone could be when they receive, because it was contact to someone that they love. And even though they couldn't see them, they could read and feel who they were. So the poem is dope in that sense, and everything else, because the yearning is there.
Thank you, King. Thank you so much.
So, any other flowers? Any other flowers?
Yeah, this is Rebel. It just, it took me on, it you know, I could always give so much feedback, but it took me on this journey. It was a deep, heartfelt poem. I mean, you said it felt like, it felt ancestral. It felt like there's just so much of, it felt like there's so much of a journey in there. You said you're published?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you say
this
you're
published?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I would love to could, if you could DM.
Right, let's hook up, poet. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, because that you gave me a lot of images and a lot of beautiful, rich stuff in there. So thank you for delivering that. Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you. And now we're going to move on to Rebel Queen. Rebel, are you ready?
Yes, I am. Yeah, reflecting this week I've been having. Earth's jungle. Earth is a jungle, y'all. Being here is like a battle of will with yourself. Ain't nobody in this battle of you, battle but you and the leftover energies of close people echoing through the neural networks inside your mind. Expel their asses. Let their judgment fail against the jury of your senses. Who is greater than the great I am? I will establish my sovereignty by simply existing. Inside my multidimensional presence, I heal myself by taking in fresh air, milk, river breeze, mangoes, and coconut, fresh picked from trees, jasmine, lavender sage, cannabis lace bud vase. My freedom tastes like overproof in my coffee or in my loose leaf tea, reminders of choices once made. A dash of self-compassion tastes like honey to me. Carpeting my throat so these stories can walk down these hallways to my belly barefoot and with ease. It sounds like Lady Day singing the blues, softening my weathered skin with the richness of her voice, soothing the utter and total disappointments my understanding of love has handed me, my weakness for handsome charm, my penchant for staying too long. Pretty eyes and a smile so fine, so fine. You can't catch me. Behind these clouds is where I be. Who told you that it was all right to love me? My self-love is like the finest of silken oil cascading from my crown, crisping the gold in my skin with kisses, whispering sweet everything, caressing my body with the tenderness I've craved forever from everyone else but me. But I got so burned so many times, I started giving what I needed to myself. My love is like taking full breath of air, filling up my lungs, taking my space, taking up time, shifting paradigms, rewriting contracts, breaking chains. I am woman. I can do most anything. This ain't no ego trip. Don't you know I grow seeds out of darkness? I am your secret love affair with her fat flesh nails for extra long with nowhere to hide. But man's pride won't allow his sight to be seen with her kind of brown skin. When you a fat black woman, she got guns, turns her flesh to steel, makes her body cold so she can't feel the harshness of every chore, the rotten underbelly this culture assigns her skin tone, her shape, her lips, her nose, her thighs. It's when mama assaults your soul on Sunday morning because your arm's too big to box with God in that sleeveless dress. It's when you realize you're rock hard because you're a mountain. You've conquered yourself and touched the sky, leaving the others on the ground arguing over which leaves need to be bagged first. All of them dead and need to be burned so they can evaporate into the ecosystem, access the atmosphere, and change the very alchemy of the air we breathe, raising the vibration for 7 generations. Don't you know this trip ain't free?
Let's go.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I enjoyed it.
Wow.
Okay.
Killed both of your poems.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that was beautiful. Wow.
Yeah. I feel like I see why we're all on the same show tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
It makes so much sense.
You guessed
now.
It. You guessed it. You got it.
Yeah, this normally, is beautiful. This is beautiful. I feel empowered and honored to be, you know, on this show with you ladies. You guys are queens indeed. Absolutely.
Queen in her own right. And you said something along the, forgive me, I'm paraphrasing, but you faced yourself. You made yourself, something along that. Forgive me if I'm saying that wrong, but
you, I conquered myself and touched the sky.
Come on, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God,
I'm in here running.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. Come on.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm so glad you highlighted that line. That was the one for me too.
That was the one.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Gratitude.
Listen, I think more importantly, when you bring, you coalesce this energy all together, you get to see the wonder in everything that's happening and the beauty of everything that's going on. And everybody that's on the call that's listening gets a chance to really hear and exchange it in live time. And I think it's actually fantastic, wonderful. And I actually, you know, I listened to the recorded version. I loved it. But I have to absolutely say, I actually like you saying it live, you know, and not a recording, because I can hear the timbre of your voice when you're speaking, and it gives that much more power to it. So I'm thankful for that. Dope piece.
Wow. Thank you. Gratitude. Thank you so much.
All right. Is there any? All right. So what we're going to do, we're going to do one more round, and then we're going to open up, and then you guys are going to finish. Are you guys in agreement with that? I'm talking to the queens that are featured. Are you in agreement with that?
Yes, queen.
Yeah.
All right. So this time around, when I call you, please announce your Cash App. So anybody who's listening to the call, anybody's listening, they can feel free to make sure that they donate. Bless these poets. If you feel blessed by their words, make sure that you check them out and their works. Please go to the event page. They do have books and things of that sort that are available. Red Riding Hood, I never asked you if you had a book, but I'm pretty sure you do, right?
I do not, but I do. I am in the, it's in the works. Just know that. So, yes, you
okay.
Are along the right track.
All right. We'll make sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make sure.
But I am streaming on all major platforms, too, so I want y'all to know that, too. If y'all ever, you know, your Spotify's or all of that, you know, you can find me on there.
That's what's up. That's what's up. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to do one more round with the queens, and then we're going to open up for open mic, and we're going to go in order. So I'll announce the order after we're done with this round. Ladies, feel free to – queens, feel free – to do whatever you want to do. I know, because everybody's like, what are we doing? Are we doing erotic? What are you doing? I was like, no, I have to do erotic all the time. But if you happen to do some, we'll be waiting. Anyway, that's for the record. We're going to start out with Red Riding Hood. Are you ready?
Yes, sir. All right, here we
Mike
go.
Mic is yours.
Let's do everything but get married. Let's go out on dates around 8 for 2 weeks straight, then realize we're soulmates. Create fate based on how well we can relate, gates swinging, neither one of us thinking about what we really want from this. Light bulb, got it, let's fuck too soon and leave no room for us to get to know each other. 1 month goes by, you're already introduced to my father and mother, both of my brothers. By now, we're already lovers, which means covers are blown and the interest he once had is officially gone. Let's do everything but get married. Invited this man to meet your family. As if you're in blissful love, when you're in lustful bliss, your mouth introduced him to them, but what your conscience really said was this. Hey, Dad, let me introduce you to the mistake I'm about to make. Hey, Mom, let me introduce you to my new boyfriend, who is really just a friendly boy who never grew out of playing with his toys, that will eventually end up calling me private and hanging up, calling me, and hanging up until she's woman enough to discuss with me what I didn't take time to find out, but there's just something about him that makes me want to invest in his myth. Let's do everything but get married. My kids have fun with him. We all go out to lunch, and then Chuck E. Cheese, we get back to my home. He pulls out his own set of keys. Somebody please help me understand this shit. This new world order of courting just ain't the same no more. When a nigga you barely even know could walk in and out your front door where our children lay their heads, he could be under investigation by the feds. Heads up, tails tucked now, because you don't even know how you allowed your comfort level to get so damn high this damn soon. Message. In a bottle, he's not even a good role model for the kids. Gee whiz, bid whiz, I'm pulling Trump with this one. Let's do everything but get married. We might as well. Hell, everyone else is doing it. And I don't want to start asking questions on where this is going, because I don't want to ruin it. I mean, we talk about marriage, and I guess that's close enough. See, men cringe at the thought of forever, and we know this. So women have gotten so content with halfway having a piece of man to where their demands ain't much of nothing no more. Rather be his hoe and everything he needs, as long as he's saying thank you and please, scared to run him away, or that he may find someone else that is okay with his temporary stay. But let's do everything but get married. I'm carrying his baby. And the negative response he gave me from the positive reaction from peeing on this stick just doesn't seem to mix well. I don't feel well. Should have thrown up the deuce when I had the chance to, but no, why the advance to? Baby mama status. Should have walked out on the first date in Palm Beach on Clematis, but at least now he calls me wifey because I got his child, but that's not the same as actually exchanging vows. Now, is it? Let's do everything but get married. We ain't got no money for no damn wedding, he said. Why are you in such a rush? She says, the same reason you was in a rush to fuck and shack up, I've met your demand, so now you need to meet mine. We got kids. We live together. And ain't trying to live like this forever without no ring. Also, now you conveniently bring up my mood swings during my pregnancy and use that to say that I pushed you away from what that should have done was brought you closer to me. But if we ain't getting married, then it's over for me. But she don't want that, see. She hope he's so scared to lose her that he'll just give in. Instead, he screams, yes, we did all those things, yes. In the first month, we had sex, yes. We end up having a baby, and that made things even more complex. But you're taking all those things out of context, and I don't give a fuck how much you reflect technically. I don't owe you shit, because we ain't married. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm just teaching
you
telling my story. Wow.
I'm trying to tell you. That's the you remember
that.
Remember true. That was true.
Thank you.
That,
yeah,
so,
yeah, that,
that is what
yeah,
is
that's
so prevalent now.
Yeah.
That's when you're snapping.
Thank you so much.
You're snapping. You snapped on him.
I mean, I must have almost wanted to throw my phone like 3 or 4 times. Like, wow.
I said, can she stop telling my story? Can she just stop telling my story? Come on now. Come on, sis. Oh, that was so, it was,
so,
I love how you put that together, man. Damn it.
Thank y'all so much.
Wait, look, when we sisters in real life, just based on the stuff we go through.
Come on. We can relate. Wow.
I love it.
That was so great.
I love it.
Good
thank
job. Good
so
job.
Much.
Good job.
Thank
that was
you.
Good.
Thank you so much.
All right. Hold on. Let me just go over here, read this just in case. If you like what you're hearing, please check out the poet, Red Riding Hood. The Cash App is, you know, $, capital R W H 415. I'm assuming 415 is that Dade County?
No, Dade County is 305. 415 is my birthday.
Oh, okay. Oh, Aries.
Yeah, yeah.
Aries.
The whole Aries. Yes, yes.
Oh, this
so
Aries,
W-H-415.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
All right, so yeah, this is the jump off and the thing that's popping. So yeah, make sure that you check out Red Riding Hood, streaming on all platforms, doing the thing, doing the damn thing. utterly ridiculous. It's crazy. it's crazy. We're going to go on to the Fishnet Poet. Fishnet Poet, are you ready?
Yes, I'm
ready. You ready? All right, I'm going to mute this music. Okay. Go ahead. Your Cash App is?
It's $ K-H-A-N-C-A-S-H-1. So it's Con Cash 1. This is called.
And also tell them how to get a book, too. Tell them how to get a book.
Oh, right. Follow me on Instagram if you can. That way the money comes right to the poet. Come on, somebody, and I can send you an autographed book. It would mean everything to me to share my story with you. So, heck yeah.
Right.
So this is called. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just muting the music, and the mic is yours.
A good fuck. The man I loved is miles, years, two lifetimes away. So I call you up because I need that pound, that hairy chest, what we do. I take and you give. I take and you give. Tonight I want to live. We living tonight, wrong or right, two doses of that ecstasy, two flashes of promethazine in my sprite, your thickness, my thickness, these walls my witness. My bed is in distress, my feet in your chest, nobody's fucking me like you. I am sure that is a bad thing. Though I wish it would end with a wedding ring, family, matrimony, consistency, and so much more. You walk through the door, and so much more. Though I long for the matador, you walk through the door, and I know he ain't shit. You come with all your wrongs. I long to make them right. We living. We giving, we living tonight, fucking me in the shower, fucking me in the bed, good dick preceding good head, we repeat the same beat. You talk me around like a football you found, your lips, my hips, while stroking that girth, you are sweating. I am catching it because it is law, rubbing my clit and my nipples. We are raw tonight. I know it's not right, but it's my nature. He touches my spot, touches me, I scream. He slowly chokes me, I come. He spanks me. He ain't shit. I come, I run. I come, I run, I come, I run. Him and my pussy are having a conversation. I allow. I did not know my pussy could combust recurrently. I am so proud. I am so loud. He is so quietly in tune. We fuck from 12 a.m. till way past noon, cuddling in between, cuddling like I crave. His feet on my feet, I must be brave. So stupid to believe Cupid would protect me from another fatherless disaster. Playing in his beard, I mount my fears. Come in me. At least we will have pretty babies, he says. No need to change pronouns, thrusting my G-spot intentionally in me. Deep, he says, I am coming. I say, live. I will take. You give. And if you turn out to be a bad decision I have made and I have to face that Roe v. Wade or decide to take pride in writing out my destiny, I know what I'm doing. Wiping my tears, facing my fears, wet longing to receive, and you got so much to give. I'll take and you give. I'll take and you give, because tonight I want to live. Come on.
Ooh. You know it's real when people have conversations with body parts. You know, it's real. Your body parts don't even be listening to you. If you're trying to talk, your body parts just...
Oh, my God. I love it.
Just don't even be listening. You just like you just ain't gonna listen to me. Just, no, I don't care anything you're saying right now. Bye. Oh, wow. Crapper. Hold on, I have to get the fish and pull it back. But in the meantime, in between time, any other flowers? It'll be recorded. They can hear it later. Any other flowers for the piece?
I'm still speechless.
Okay. Well, it's good. It's good. And Rebel Queen, I'm going to put it on you.
With body parts.
Not much you can do about when it happens.
Ain't much you can do.
At all.
In any sense, you're like, yo, what happened? But like, it's not much you can say about that. It's not much you can do about it. Also, while we're at it, if you're planning on participating in the open mic, now is the time to press 1. Make sure that you're hitting 1 so you can move up in the queue. We can see you raise your hands so we can see that you're going to participate. We're going to finish out this round with Rebel Queen. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm still catching my breath after that poem, but yes, I'm ready. This is Yes Queen from my book, Mindful Times 21. I was just thinking about us last night. Thought about how you loved on me just right. About how you moved those thighs just right. How you caressed all over my body all night. I kept thinking about how you rubbed my feet and kissed my yoni. Involved in sweat, and I said, yes, let the fire burn. Give me more. Can't get enough of you because everything you do makes me crave you even more. The way you look at me, baby, it drives me crazy when I see your naked body. It's fucking marvelous. I savor every moment you stroke your manhood. Fuck some wood. That shit is hard as a brick. You must like your women thick. Let it burn. Let the fire burn, baby. Our relationship is of a copulatory nature with a sprinkle of emotion. You pleasure me, my baby, like the deepness of the ocean. Things just ain't right unless I have you on my side. I'm your Oya, you're my Shango. Our love making is astral. Last night I saw the stars, the moon, the sun, and the sky. I don't know what you're doing to me, but your loving is making me high. Let's ride this thing together. Don't know what this thing is, but I love it here. We in the atmosphere, king, and you whisper, yes, queen, in my ear. Man, love on me good, king. I need to feel that good thing between my thighs. It got exotic kisses make your nature rise. Sensual jisms turn to hot buttered rhythms as I caress your hot ass with the palm of my hand. And you explode into a sea of ecstasy and wet my breast with your milk. And then you taste my honey just before it turns to gold. From my loins you came, and there you find comfort. Come, lover, come. Ride the pretty cat that purrs your name softly and sings your sweet song. Banish your sultry blues in the crease of my thigh. I want you body, soul, and I want your mind so we can glide into our red light heaven with our universe above us and rumpled sheets beneath. I want to feel your breath on my neck when you tip it back ever so gently and say, yes, queen. Boom.
Yeah.
Yes.
when he calls you queen, when he's stroking you and calls you queen, hallelujah, Jesus.
Well,
I love it.
Yeah, okay. All right, so...
Wait, she said it ain't a wood, it's a brick. Hallelujah.
All right, that part. y'all doing some
beautiful
things over queen. Here. Y'all doing some things. And poor, I got the fishnet poet back because they had hung up by accident. But they're back. They're back.
Catch up? My catch up?
Yep, please do. Drop it.
Right. I am Rebel Queen. Hashtag is I am Rebel Queen.
So, listen, good people, one and all. If you feel it, everything helps. Drop a little something in the Cash App. You know, show respect. Get a book. Rebel Queen, don't you have a T-shirt coming out?
I'm still in talks. Yeah, I just had a conversation about it, but yeah, soon comes.
All right, that's what we're doing. All right, so right now we're going to go into our open mic portion of the thing. I should be playing music right now. I don't know what I'm doing. Hold on.
Good job, Queen.
Thank you.
All right, we can throw some music in the background. As we open up this open mic, we're going to go over to the angelic one. Also known as Angel Kim. Angel Kim, are you there?
Hey.
So.
I'm here.
Angel Kim, do you have a piece for us this evening?
I do.
All right. Well, I'm a cut this off. Mute my mic, and the mic is yours.
All right. Thank you so much. And ladies, y'all have been amazing. I just had to say that. Absolutely amazing. I have heard Red Riding Hood and Rebel Queen. And, man, y'all, I really admire y'all's spin. I just had to say that. Thank you, Queen. I appreciate that. Can't wait to hear you. All right, here we go. Stop it. Stop criticizing us. When you're out here trying to emulate us, Photoshop us, and carbon copying us, hating our melanin, our round hips and our full lips, our colorful urban styles down to our box braid hairstyles, hating everything we represent, yet every time I turn around, you're out here trying to represent it. From the way we walk to the way we talk, it's all in our swag. You label us hood, ghetto, and having little to no class, saying we're loud, uneducated, and always trying to fight, showing our black ass. Acting like all we do is drink, smoke, and running around like some crackheads, thinking that our women got to use our bodies just to get ahead. The fuck? Y'all look at us and only see a pack of wild animals and treat us like we're fucking dumb, while clutching your purses, locking your doors like we're out here going to rob you with a gun, grabbing your kids like we really want them. When they're spoiled, white privilege with sticks up their asses, looking down their nose at us while they're out smoking coke, getting geeked out, whacked, and a damn joke. Y'all talk about us, yet y'all want to be us. But y'all the ones taking your mommies and daddies out, all because they didn't love you enough or give you enough attention. And if we're going to be honest, most of it is because of pure greed. See, y'all use white privilege as a crutch, but the day has come, y'all going to learn to stop fucking with us. You hate us, but you study trying to be us. Out here injecting silicone all up your flat asses, trying to get these wide, curvy hips, Botox in your lips, trying to make them all juicy and plump. Damn surgery got y'all looking like distorted, jacked up, muffin babies with your faces all on slump. See, y'all can't stand that we study Rise Up and constantly prove y'all wrong. but we won't talk about that because that would be another damn song. You may not want to acknowledge who we truly are, and that's okay, because guess what? We're going to continue to be great. So listen, and listen well. We will continue to stand out, show y'all we are highly educated, sophisticated, and damn, so melanated. And we are a race that's always emanated, but never duplicated. Paul.
Angel Kim. Angel Kim.
Yeah,
we have flowers.
I loved it. I loved it. I loved it.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Just truth. Just in your face. It was so good. Mm.
Oh, nothing but truth.
Yeah. I'm sorry if I'm hopping in and out because Rebel Queen dropped, so I have to go get her back. So does anybody else have any flowers? Wait a second. Oh, never mind. She's back. Never mind.
Can you hear me?
Got her. Yeah, I can hear you now.
Can you hear me?
We lost you for a second. Okay. Yeah, we hear you. We lost you for a second, but you're back. You're back. I was like, oh, okay. Because sometimes Blog Talk is funny. They'll drop people and not say nothing. And you know, we're trying to figure out what happened. So that's what I like figuring out. But y'all give a round of applause for Angel Kim. Rocking out.
That's great.
Yeah, so definitely. All right, we're going to move on to Lisa. Lips. This Lips, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, okay. What do you have a poem for us this evening?
I sure do.
Well, I'm going to mute this mic, and the mic is yours.
Again, as Angel did, you women are amazing. I am loving every moment of this. I'm doing this piece called I'm a Woman. You've seen me 1,000 times before, but you can't imagine the things I've endured. The hurt, harm, and loss my life has seen could fill volumes. See, I'm a woman, and as such, it is my lot to take my tragedies and trials and build upon them. God created us with a strength not seen in brawn, but in resolve. We replenish the nations and nurture its growth. We tend the emotional gardens of those in our charge, and we do what has to be done, even when we have nothing left to give, because we were created that way. Men show their strength with their backs. We show ours with our hearts. So why would you, as the man you claim to be, set out to destroy the part of us you need the most? And for what? Physical desire? Don't you understand that flesh to flesh means nothing without the fire of true connection? For bragging rights, so the world can say, how do you get a woman like her? When the truth is, looks fade and tragedies happen. What you see in the mirror may change any day, but the heart remains true. For ego, because she loved me like that. I can do whatever and she'll still take me back. Not thinking about the day when she finally fed up. And then you'll see all she does, and it's too late now because she's moved on. And you're hurting just seeing her prosper. For show, because she got her own, and she don't need me. Trust me. If she can handle her own, you're already halfway to gone before you start, because most of us don't keep anything that we have no use for. So the next time you set your sights on one of us, remember, your mama, your sister, your daughter is one of us too. How would you feel if what you have in mind for me was done to one of them? Oh.
Let's go. Lisa Lips.
Wow.
Lisa Lips. Let's go.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for that story. Thank you for being willing to share it. That was beautiful to me.
Thank you.
All right, that's what's up. All right, hold on, because I'm fooling around now, playing no music on in between. This is so unlike me. I'm just stuck. I have some messages for the queens that read the messages. Hold on, I'm trying to pull it up real quick. You women are amazing. You are very inspiring. And that's one of the messages I received to tell you guys. Another message says, I feel empowered and loved through the poetry that you speak. Hold on, I'm trying to go through the message as quick as possible. I'll come back to it. You guys are kicking ass, taking names, and empowering people and inspiring people. But since we're in the open mic portion, of course, I'm going to open up a couple more people's mics that are here. Area code 714. I don't know who this is. Could you announce who you are? Area code 714. Area code 714.
Oh, hi. Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Who is this? Yes.
This is Jackie, a.k.a. the Poetic Vibe, Peacock Vibe.
Poetic Catch the Vibe. Okay, so just hold on. We're in open mic portion. We will get to you shortly. We're going to continue on the list. We just want to make sure we label you. Coming up next on the microphone, we have my favorite, Philly John, one half of the Love Zone, one half of Poetic Therapy, and one third of the Soul Cafe, and one of my bestest friends in the entire world, the entire universe, the Pearl La Negra. The Pearl La Negra, are you there?
I'm here. What's up? Hey, everybody.
Do you have a piece for us?
You're doing an amazing job. I do. They done put me in the mood to talk about, you know. I'm gonna tell you about a thick sister.
All right. Well, let me cut this music and mute this mic, and the mic is yours.
Thank you. Let me tell you about the strength of a thick sister. She's more than a prize, you see, but will never advertise her trauma or worries. The strength in her she's gained will not allow for it to show. However, the strength and her thickness of her thighs is more than just diameter emphasized. So perfectly proportioned, looking like they're creating time. And she don't even have to exercise. The jiggle is the balance in her stride and keeps each step sure-footed with pride. The width of her hips supports the weight of a newborn babe's life. And ain't no slipping. Full buttocks and breasts, naturally round with that amazing bounce, form that deep arch in her back. You just can't mistake. It ain't no slack in that. Her shoulders carry the weight of the world unconditionally, with straps from pocketbooks and packages and bags and everyday striving to be. And though she walks with her head held high, she's still addressed as, hey sis, or how you doing, queen, or sup, ma. Hey, come here. Damn, you just jumped out of my dream. Ooh, melanin goddess, just dripping with thickness. Instead of just a simple, hello, miss. I hope you're having a pleasant day. My name is such and such, and I would like to get to know you. Oh, and by the way, would you mind telling me your name? So don't be intimidated by her curvy, swervy loveliness, because she looks like moonlight walking even during the day. You can get to know her. Just be sensible and respectful, and she'll give you a little leeway. But don't be full of yourself because she paid you some attention. You know that common mistake that some arrogant can make. When a thick sister opens up to his charm. In doing so, you don't set off an alarm. So make her uncomfortable with arrogant actions and talk. Because a thick sister, just like any other woman, will pick up all that she is and walk. And that's that piece.
Right on.
Let's go. Let's go. And since my cousin hopped on the line real quick, I'm going to have to do this for him real quick so he can feel this, because we on it like that right now. Dope piece. And, yes, we love thick sisters. We absolutely love thick. Yes.
Thank you.
We love thickness. We love thickness. Thickness is good. As my boy Jamal St. John would say, God made the world, and then he made thickness. Thickness was good. All right.
Hallelujah
for
the
thickness.
Hallelujah for the thickness.
All kinds of
thickness. And what thickness goes through. I appreciate that so much, man. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I stopped to just grab myself a little bit while you was ripping, you know, just, yes, me. Yes.
Yes. That's
yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes. Loved it.
Thank you.
All right. So that's what's up. And so any more flowers before we move on to the next poet? Just real quick, I'm just trying to for 2 seconds. See, this is for my cousin J-Rob. Gotta play the good part.
Yes, damn it.
Now, see, when you got a good vibe, you got to play the good music. Go ahead, cousin. What are you going to say, cousin?
I had an idea that this was going to be pieces about the thick ones, and I just happened to have a piece to complement all of those, quote-unquote, chocolatey thick goodness that we crave and rave about. And I know you got poets in line, so I'll just wait my turn so I can
Hold it. I am the purveyor of this thing, and the vibe dictates and demands that you impress said queens with said piece, and we will get back to people. Please forgive us for allowing him to skip the line for this. We got to go with the vibe right now. We are vibing high. We got to rock out with it. J-Rob, please. J-Rob the Wise Son, the Bronx River Rider, the Harlem River Rider. Please drop that piece.
My pleasure. This is for those thick girls. I write this for those thick girls, the ones I love to look at, the ones that ask me what I'm looking at when they glance back before I say, damn. I really like that. I write this about those thick chicks, the one that sashay when she walk chicks, that makes the wind envious that a hurricane hasn't happened yet, because they are the reasons that a gentle breeze makes that walk in heels looks as if she's walking on air. I love these thick chicks. I love looking at the way she looks in heels and jeans with a small waist or even a little bit of a tummy, thick, pretty thing that walks with a confidence and looks oh so damn yummy. Don't you dare lose any of that. You don't have to be a size 6 or an 8 to make me look the other way when I'm looking at which is the way that you're walking, especially when you are walking towards me, when you're walking by me with that sexy ass voice every time you say hi to me. 36 24 36, yeah, that's pretty. That's sexy and tasty to the eyes to see, but okay, if she's only that sexy, if she's only 5'3". You see, I write this for those thick girls, the ones who try to fit the standards of what other people said was unacceptable and beautiful, not realizing that you was accepted by the brothers like me and beautiful the whole time to me. I write this for those thick girls, the ones that said They don't want a salad on a date, but will share a thick chocolate shake and won't hesitate to tell you what they want and will look at, but don't look like doing anything else with a little bit of jelly belly jiggle there with a little tummy scar that looks even sexy when covered in shea butter. I love me some thick girls. Please. Let her be tall and thick with a thick hips and full kissable pretty lips so she won't have to tippy-toe when we kiss and when we dance. She can swerve her hips like she's grinding and she won't miss. Excuse me, miss, but excuse me, thickness. Can I finish this? I love me some thick girls. Long or short hair, wig or wavy hair, wig or weave, don't have anything but thickness. I need to hold her with both hands. With a booty that won't move a lot, even with a smack a little, because it's got that thickness, and yeah, because even thick girls will jiggle a little. Yes, Lord, I love me a thick girl. Everything about them can be fun, but man, oh man, when it comes to these thick girls, if you know what I know, bruh, you better go someplace and go find you one. I did. And that's that piece.
Charmer.
Yes.
First one time for a queen, yes. Damn it. Yay. Yes. Yes. That's good.
And let the church say amen.
All
well,
right.
Well, for the sickness.
Yeah.
I had to.
Yeah, I'm glad you did.
That's what's up.
I couldn't let that slide, so thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you get some prints.
Thank you.
And you get some prints. And you get some prints. Let me stop. You get some prints.
No,
all right.
Please continue.
No, we just got to keep that. See, keep that vibe going. That round. Shout out to Essential, the poet who's on the line. We see you, Essential. We y'all up in here. Y'all up in here. We see you. We see you, Subliminal. We see you in here. We see y'all in here. Y'all are in the building. That's what's up. We like that. It's all love and everything else that's going on. All right, come on. All right.
Thank you.
Let me turn this
down. I appreciate you, cousin.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Welcome. I know you had to answer that. So we're going to move on to the list. We're going to move on to the list. We're going to go to... see, I think this is Sir Lawrence. I think it's Sir Lawrence. Sir Lawrence, this is you, right?
Yeah.
I was like, I think it's Sir Lawrence. I forgot to label you. That's what happened. I know the voice. I said, I think it's Sir Lawrence. So, Sir Lawrence, do you have a poem to share with these queens this evening? Good, sir.
Yes, actually, the feature poet, excellent job. And keeping with the theme, I'm going to bring this piece back up.
All right. Well, come on with it. I'm going to mute this and I'm going to mute the mic and away we go.
Augmentation of creation. I still remember my first experience with this phenomenon. Even though psychologists claim plague of the mind, it is, in fact, a study of psychology. It's a soliloquy of sorts, but then the acting participants also know. It was a Saturday night, and the mood was right. We pulled into the valet curb, the feeling mighty good, like the upper half of a million. She stuck her leg out and her toe touched the earth. And three more attendants rushed over like no one else was there. While double-checking with my reflection, I could have sworn the whole edifice leaned towards her as we made our way to the door. Coming up the escalator as she hooked her arm with mine, we shared a look of what we were going to do. Once this night was through, we stepped into the ballroom, everyone dressed to impress. And that's when it struck. The black woman's redesigned malfunction.
here, the original woman, the woman after seeing her beauty, he had to change the name of so many things just to remind him of her. The woman all women want to emulate. This woman, even her breast milk chosen over another woman's. The woman whose strength is unmatched. This woman, the black woman. When other women stand next to her, their looks are nothing more than a whisper to her beauty. This human being who the sun chose to look upon gifted her with skin that comes in so many shades, choosing from the full spectrum. Now, it's the variety pack that doesn't know how to act, changed to question reality, blaming it on what's been put in her mind instead of believing her own eyes, creating adaptations of herself, like a fetish with glue. Wonder how much passes through those pores onto the brain before it seals shut. Imitating eye and hair colors that came from a deficiency. Taxing eyelids with added weight. How much strength would it later take just to open your eyes? Rejecting the sun's gift for bleach. Transfer injections overriding the counterbalance of weight. Taxing bone and muscle groups with what they were not designed for. The whole idea is making the biological think it needs to be artificial. Next, get men to devalue women by becoming women. Then all are confused. Now, look at who is being targeted. Sir Lawrence.
Let's go, Sir Lawrence. Let's go.
Wow.
Yo. Okay.
That was so delicious.
Okay.
And your pace was just. Yeah. That was
Let's go, Sir Lawrence. Let's go. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
So we're going to go to Van Meadows because I know he got shuffled down somehow. But I don't know what happened, but if you're going to read, make sure that you press 1. Van Meadows, before we get into doing anything else, because it is the hour of 10:49, can you tell us what's happening in Epiphany Radio Universe?
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Love Zone with your host, Ms. VIP and La Perla La Negra. Thursday night is the Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all express your vibe with Ms. VIP and yours truly, Poetic. Saturday night is Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with yours truly, Poetic. Sunday night, y'all, is the Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, is the Soul Cafe with the CEO himself, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet, La Perla La Negra, Essentially Janice running the event page, and yours truly, Poetic. And then we'll be right back here next Tuesday for Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Thanksgiving.
No, War Council.
Okay, you just didn't want me to go into my spiel? You just didn't want me to go into my spiel? Is that how we're going to do this?
No, I don't want you to finish the spiel. No, I'm just saying.
It's too late. You cut it off, Freddie. But join us for the War Council next Tuesday with your host, Mojave. Mojave, back to you.
Thank you, Van Meadows. We greatly appreciate that for giving me a rundown of the Epiphany Radio Universe. You know, this is ridiculous. Anyway, we just keep doing it. But matter of fact, but it's on you. It's on you, Van Meadows. I heard you were ready.
Absolutely.
You had a piece specifically prepared. So please, the mic is yours.
Thank you, brother. The title of this piece is called Curvy Deliciousness. Let me tell you a couple of things. These things that just make my heart sing. I appreciate you and all your curves. All that thickness between the palm of my hands is what you deserve. Let me feel the voluptuousness between my fingers. Undress you with my thoughts while your softness lingers. All the way you jiggle when you walk, demonstrating all kinds of confidence in your stride. So let them talk. I'll be right here to let them know. I adore all that thickness, and it's not for show. They just don't know how flexible you are. Inside, outside, fundamentally, you're a star. Shining so bright in the king's court, dealing with you is like my favorite sport. Chasing you reminds me of gorgeous. You are an curvy, dreamy, and I just love the beauty within that matches your shyly grin. Smile for me as I kiss and lick every curve. Dreamy passion, when I think of you, I swerve uncontrollably because I'm intoxicated on your sexiness that has me inebriated, lacking enthusiasm to just about anything except be close to you and everything. I mean, everything about you makes me scream, an intense, passionate octave that you are fucking mine. So, yeah, I'll keep having the same dream about you and your curvy savviness, because that form-fitting sundress got me wanting to place my hands where the sun isn't shining and plant my lips upon yours while deciding exactly what dessert you will be tonight, because you taste just right. And that's that piece.
Damn.
I wasn't ready. Oh, my.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Nasty.
Cut it out.
That was nasty.
See, that's a problem.
That's a problem.
That's a problem.
Almost
took
on my
sandwich.
Almost did.
You know what?
I'm trying to tell you.
So we got to make sure everybody's good. We do a check. Fishnet, Red Riding Hood, Rebel Queen, did y'all enjoy the piece?
Like I said, I'm just feeling real dainty and lotus right about now. So I appreciate you. Yes, thank you so much.
More than welcome, Queen.
Right, we're going to make sure everybody else in there. Any other flowers? Are there any other flowers before we move on?
I just have to say,
y'all got to catch this. What'd you say, Angel? Go ahead. What were you saying?
I just said that was sexy as hell. I love it.
Okay, that's what it is.
More than welcome.
That's what it is.
Lord, have mercy.
That piece was amazing.
Anyway. Oh, my goodness.
Well, listen, while I got it, if you are listening and then you're streaming, realize in 6 minutes, the Blog Talk lady will come on and cut you off from the streaming at the 11 o'clock hour. So if you're here, make sure that you call in. The number is 319-527-6300. The Blog Talk lady will cut you off. They cut off the streaming at this time. This is the time that you get in here. You press 1. You make sure that you're rocking where you're supposed to be rocking, and we're going to keep this moving. We have many more polls to go, much more dopeness for you. Make sure that you're calling in at 319-527-6300. And if you want to read, you want to spit, make sure that you hit 1. This is Epiphany Radio Universe of Real Entertainment Network. This is the Hidden Fly Speak Feature Open Mic Part 7, Queens. My name is Mojave. I'm your host for this evening, and you are listening to some amazing, amazing poetry. And we're going to continue in the queue by going over to Poetic Catch. Did I say that right?
Me?
Did I say that right? Am I correct?
Poetic peacock.
Peacock. Okay. My bad. Okay. Let me just fix that real quick. All right. World Poetic Peacock. We're going to mute this good old Michael Jackson that we got playing in the background, soothing everything out. And the mic is yours.
Holding on to a smoldering cigarette, switched it between my lips and my fingertips, blew out a cloud of smoke, followed with a sip on my second glass of Pinot Grigio. Sprinkles of curiosity and fascination tickled my imagination, tunnel visioned my attention as I listened to conversations between grown men and women that was so delicious. You know, like the way sweet, juicy, ripe peaches burst open in my mouth. So I took a seat on the couch, captivated by the sound of the deep baritone who spoke about things he experienced, about what he had witnessed. As a kid, helpless to prevent it, still a child, powerless against it, told us about the things influencers did and did not do, produced barricades to navigate around relationship impacts, mostly dysfunctional acts, instigated ways to behave that ultimately led to dead-end paths, created unnecessary static, generated by male ego-driven tactics, too much or not enough, savagely damaged potential forever together relationships, determined to change the cycle of repeat shifts and heartache, took a leap of faith, with everything to gain, leaned in to break through his pain. At that moment, I felt so grateful for that poetic platform where vulnerable men transformed. Transparently spoke, opened up about their maternal injuries. Every now and then, beautiful women would intervene to chime in, but not compete or overspeak. Simply took a seat to genuinely listen, to understand the complexities of multidimensional realities verbalized by the masculine. It makes no sense to deny the role of women's influence who did what they did to take care of their babies, who vowed to never become the mother bound to baby daddy, wanted to do all things differently, though unintentionally only confused their son, introduced no good examples of what a good man could become, made their own mistakes, albeit regrettably embedded chaotic memories. Was he his mommy's BFF, her protector, her preparer, or her provider, or her son? A menagerie of roles and identities to sift through to combine as one, a Pandora's box is the mother's gift that remains in the mind of a man since infancy. End point.
Super dope. Poetic Peacock, huh? Have you ever been on this network before, Poetic Peacock?
Yes, I have. Yes. Albeit it's been a long time. I have had a lot going on. So, but I catch the replays on the podcast. Yeah.
That's what's up. Well, don't be a stranger. Make sure that you come back. That piece was excellent. Is there any other flowers for this piece?
Now, one last one.
Outstanding. Absolutely outstanding.
Yes.
Beautiful.
All right, we are about to go over into the
level. I want to Miss LaPerla and the two gentlemen after her. Yes.
Thank you.
Naps and flowers and kisses and candy.
Oh.
Yes.
Thank you. Right back at you, love. Because you up there, I mean, a lot of y'all are just like spitting that truth tonight, and you're not holding back. I love the rawness in it. Y'all getting it in. What's up?
That is amazing. And if you're within the sound of my voice, welcome to the after hours. We are officially not streaming from Law Talk. We are in the after effect of what's happening. So, of course, as we go on, we're going to rock out with our socks out. Anything goes. Anything that's being said is going to be good stuff. But we are nowhere near finished. And we'd like to thank Porter Peacock for coming through and dropping tons and tons of truth and rocking out with us and staying up with us and coming through and blessing the mic. Coming up next, we just honored him on Monday with incredible poetry because his poetry is incredible, but he is also the CEO of this network, a man that keeps it all together, pays all the bills, makes everything that runs, and this is also sponsored by Raw Links because why be average when you can be raw?
Yes!
I'm big guy, the boss, man.
What
the real, the poet.
Do? What
the real.
It do? Hey.
What's happening?
What it do?
What's going
hey,
on?
Hey,
hello,
now.
My brethren.
Hey.
What it do? What it do? Hello, ladies of the night. Let me tell you something. Those ladies, man, they representing womanhood, blackness, and motherhood all wrapped up in one, man. I love the features. I love each and every one of them, man.
No. Well, thank them. Thank them for coming together to this evening.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, ladies. Thank you.
So,
enjoying the program, man. Yes, sir.
So you don't have a piece to spit, sir?
Yeah, I have a piece to spit, man. You know, I'm listening in, and I was so confused. I think I changed the piece that I wanted to do like 50 million times. You know, I didn't want to do anything too, you know what I'm saying, with my ding-a-ling hanging out because the ladies are here tonight, you know what I'm saying? You know, ladies, I have respect
yes.
for you ladies. And I, you know,
that was a wise choice.
I'm thinking
about this. A wise choice. not the ding-a-ling. Anything
yeah.
but the ding-a-ling hanging out, sir.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, I'm going to tell you this. Look, I don't know. I'm confused with a piece that I want to do. I don't know if I want to do this piece titled Weight or this piece titled Shadow. So if one of you ladies can help me out, you know, I got a piece titled Weight and I have a piece titled Shadow.
Shadow.
Ooh, I love the way she said it. Okay, so I'll do Shadow. All right, here we go. Thank you. Shadow. We each had a turn rolling a dice. We both took a chance at the unforbidden. Lights out, candles lit, and yet nothing hidden. Stripped. Wanting to poke her, draw four, reverse her, uno, you know, connect four across this board with my queen, take her king, and checkmate her. We played the game until totally drained, totally weakened, until all the candles blew themselves out, until the sun came up again. We played. Yes, we played. Spinning the bottle after emptying it from the champagne. I poured her shadow something smooth to drink. Hers was an agony, constantly pleading to be touched again and again repeatedly, while mine lay there entwined in her, tediously complying in kind. Mine longed for the same, so the four of us, me, her, and our shadows spent the evening body surfing across every wall. Scented candles light cascading its illuminating, sending shards of lust, tiny shimmering particles of us dancing from floor to ceiling. Her shadow so alluring, sensual, tantalizing. In the shape of an hourglass, across love's walls, she danced, moved by the candle's glow. We played with each other's shadow, filling each other's mouth with the dimness. Closed eyes, aided by the inner mind, only strengthened the visuals. She and my shadow did things only found in erotic dreams. Shit, spoken in a poet's piece. The mic was hers. She hungered for it. So I allowed her to spit on it. The taste of her was a metaphor yet to be penned ink. No, the taste of her has never been written about before. Her cadence, soft, romantically rheumatic, moaned I for more as the lips of my shadow kissed her and played twister with her shadow's front door. Opening it, closing it, opening it, and closing it, knocking on it, and slamming that shit until she, moisture, she, her and her shadow lay spread eagle worn from the titles, wave erupting from her inner core. She dropped the mic. Our shadows were now in a 68. It's okay, I'll finish doing her. Her shadow will simply owe me one. We played with each other's shadows under complete darkness, illuminated by this slight glow, as we played with each other's shadow. For real.
Jesus.
That is
baby, baby. That is for real. Yes.
Baby.
That was disappointing.
I said daddy and her a few times, and my jaw dropped a few times, and we was playing with our shadows. God damn it.
I just would like to say that gives a new meaning to doing some shadow work.
Her shadow OG one. Wow.
Yeah,
that part. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, I'm glad that she chose that one because the other one was about Jesus.
Lord, he ain't sitting the night.
Is there any reason why we work on this network? Is there any reason? Now we understand.
You know, well, he made her call his name out, you know. So it would have worked anyway.
It was so serious you didn't even lose track when the lights went off. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
The shadows, even in the dark, the shadows hanging out. That's what I'm talking about.
Is there any more flowers for real?
Y'all did not warn me.
Thank you, ladies, for the flowers. Thank you.
I'm just saying. And any more flowers? It's not going to get any better because the sense of the poem is here. It's not gonna get any better. We just gonna keep throwing it. Y'all give a round of applause for real.
Don't hang around in the circle.
The boss man.
Thank y'all.
Hey, man.
Your voice.
I missed something.
All right. Jesus. Essential, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Yeah, what's up? All right, hold on. Let me cut this music and get serious. Ladies, I introduce you to Pistol Packin' Pete to us, a.k.a. Essential the Poet to y'all. Essential, you have a piece for us this evening.
Absolutely.
Hi.
What's my lane?
Yeah. Allow the queens to choose. We'll let the queens choose. Queens, Red Riding Hood, Fishnet, and Rebel Queen. What lane would you like him to traverse in?
Yeah, I want love, erotica, or something in between. Tell me something.
I
Love is good. All right.
Well, yes.
I'm going to mute my mic, and the mic is yours, Essential.
All right. Let me mute this television real quick so I don't have any background distractions, and we'll get to it. All right, this piece is titled Tethered. Space and time whispers the history of us in a time, in a life when we were one. Love transformed over eons but never undone. It's the only explanation to explain the pull of this sensation when I think of you. Your womb is the fountain of life. I could drink of you to fulfillment and never be quenched. To sleep would call that blasphemy. But that's okay. I ain't trying to be saved. I'd risk my life to be slayed by you. Hedonism would be my sin, and I'd give the devil his due. But temptation goes both ways. The curve in your hips, the rhythm from my lips, I'd call it a fair exchange and prove it with the return on investment. A lethal combination for purpose and enchantment. Let my tongue explain the intensity of my craving for you. The insatiable space occupied by the sweet of you, your flavor is my addiction. Your moaning keeps my attention when I savor you. Stroke the spots that steal your breath, the choice words you share when I'm in your depths. Integrity is the precipice upon which we hang. The line we keep those words and thoughts behind, the kind that makes some catch a flight. That first hug that feels just right, first FaceTime flirting late at night, gestures that move you and me, the way my hands hold a conversation with the softness of your booty. Pause. I'm losing the point of this call. Let's talk later before I say too much, before my words begin to feel like a touch, because this pressure can cause insomnia. And if I gotta lose sleep, then we should be knee-deep in each other, because we are tethered. Poem.
So, Queens, did you enjoy the piece?
And if I got to lose sleep, forgive me, but we are tethered together.
That's right. What that means.
Appreciate it.
I'm glad this ain't no competition tonight, because, ladies, I don't think we would have won this tonight. These men can't
speak. I'm trying to say.
They can't.
Yes.
That's all right, King.
Gratitude. I greatly appreciate it. Most definitely. Essential came through, laid this down. As a matter of fact, while we're at it, Miss Mack, are you there?
I am.
Miss Mack, you know, just follow up behind E. Are you ready to spit?
Huh?
Are you ready to spit?
No, we're good. Yeah, I'm ready.
All right,
here we go.
Well, we're going to move from Essential to Poet, Super Dope, to Miss Mack. Are you ready?
I am.
The mic is yours. We can hear you good.
Come, baby. Come to me. Come for me and only for me. Baby, be the sand to my beach. Tides forces you to meet my ocean, flowing constantly. Let's float in a ripple of time, lost between here and an infinite reality. Sustaining life and giving life after I fill your soul. I'll resuscitate you. Time will take two. Let's create new possibilities within my walls. Tight, on lock. Echoes of don't stop. And right there. And
Oh, baby. And yes, like that. You got to confined without limits, our bodies and body heaven on earth while floating. No need for gravity. Take me to ecstasy. A high far beyond the galaxy. You got me. Come closer to me. Now wrap me in your arms. Engulf me with penetration. Hold me. Hold me close. Hold me tight. Baby, forehead kisses lead to my lips. Face to face, we lock eyes. You now in between my thighs, I hold you close and tight. Stay there. Enter into my essence, effervescent only for you. My walls become a vacuum, gripping you inside as you hold me tight. As I hold this with pulsating rhythm, as my flower blooms, we create a melody so sweet. Beating hearts, moans, sounds of love making. This is my favorite song. You match my flow, I meet your rhythm. We are intertwined. As we wrap the bow from the bed to the flow, pony rides are my are best on my beach. Now that my ocean is flowing, it's time to back up my words and make you come for me. Lost in the depth of your eyes, we speak silently out loud with our bodies in motion, sensational bliss. Flowing, floating, on cloud nine, no need for gravity. I'm high, and I never want to come down from on top of you. As I ride into the morning dew, come. This be a long-distance trip. A ride that you'll never forget. That's what that Mac do. Got you seeing it for more, and we ain't even done yet. To be continued. Peace.
Miss Mac.
Mr. Baby,
I think you're getting comfortable. This man is comfortable. Settling in. Settling in, Miss Mac. Come on with the settling in, Miss Mac. I see you.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me. Thank y'all for listening. Everybody was dope. And I'm here for the show.
It was so intimate. That baby, you know, like, this is my nigga. This is somebody I deal with on a daily. I love him. I loved it so much, the yearning, the sincerity. That was so dope.
Man.
I appreciate it.
But thank you for calling in and support. Appreciate you. Or anything else. Super dope. It's really, really dope. I know you're in the car riding, getting everything done. Thank you for supporting the show and coming through. We rock with you. Appreciate it.
Most definitely. Y'all enjoy.
All right. I literally got kicked. Well, someone literally got kicked off, and it literally didn't happen. So they said that the show was super dope. They got kicked out. And they're mad that they can't hear the rest of the poets. So that's how it happened. However, I got a request for this piece. So I'm going to do the piece, and then we will return to the Queens to close out for the rest of the evening. So let me know if this is entirely too loud. Can you hear it? Is it loud?
We can hear it. Just fine.
All right. So this is a part of a series that I'm writing. It's ongoing right now. Right. It is hard to hide love. The knowing glow, the way the light stays within your skin, the iridescent warmth, how lips form satisfaction, resembling grin. It's the fresh smell of him. It would have been a fight, with your husband, he would have known that you came through glowing. He would have known, because it's so hard to hide love. He wouldn't want you to be free. And the explanation would have been flimsy, transparent, so see-through. He would have wondered how then and been mad at how it happened now. You could have escaped, children in tow. Me in a Superman cape waiting for you to return. He would face anger and heartbreak, mad that his love was stolen when really it was given away freely. He would have kept you ball and chain, speaking from a body of pain. In his yells, his mind would have screamed, and to have the dream that he had would be removed. That he would never receive the kiss of love's bliss. He would only think of what he would financially miss. He would think loss of his control. He would think about death and a releasing of soul through murder, of violence, the soundness of not having anyone to hurt anymore. Never would you stand for love less, for hate to be a guest at the head of your table. You would be able to discern the goodness that love earns to fulfill the emptiness that your heart yearns. He would be able to feel my spirit all over your body, feel each touch gently placed to erase the bad juju of him that took place, and he would be mad about how your body surrendered to passion in a fashion that he was never capable. His brutishness and hateful expectation versus the tenderness of love. These things he would never think of. These things he never understood what led to love. He'd sit quietly in an empty house, wondering how loss took everything he loved. Poem.
Wow, honey.
Hey, you know what? Wow. You know what?
Go deep on
it. Yo. That was beautiful.
Smell your love all over me. Is that what you said? Hallelujah.
You could have told the fellas to just turn their ears off while you spit this piece. I'm feeling all tingly and whatnot right now.
What?
I should be feeling like this.
Come on, tingly.
You know what? You lucky we related.
Yes.
If you wasn't my blood, you wasn't my blood.
Actually, it's a dope piece, though, cuzzo.
Yes. Damn, Javi. That was, oh, man. Y'all,
yeah,
y'all,
it was
you
dope,
gentlemen
though.
Brought that work tonight.
Yeah,
I don't know what you was on, but... I loved every last. I mean, I loved everybody's pieces, but you gentlemen, y'all just like raised the bar really, really high tonight, and it's just wonderful.
Yeah. Definitely love on the queens tonight, on the curves, on the heart, on the struggle, all of it. Thank you.
I'm just telling you, this is what we're supposed to do,
bro.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I definitely appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. Like, you know, quietly we'd be working in the background, you know, but now that things are aligning, you know, mama's home, I can really get back to concentrating and getting stuff done. Oh, and speaking of which, I got a feature tomorrow on Drip the Mic Network. I don't even know what
yes.
time it is. But it's going to happen. It's going to happen. So,
come on.
Yeah. I was getting arguments in my inbox. I was like, why are you arguing with me? I'm the feature. Stop. Leave me alone. I was like, you're feisty for no damn reason. Yeah, blah blah blah. I'm mad right now. I'm like, what you mad at me for? I'm like, listen, I ain't gonna talk about it. I'm like, that's Aziz's problem. That's it. Let me not say that. I don't want nobody hopping on a plane trying to fight me. I don't need that. And he a Robinson, too. Anyway. he a Robinson, too. All right, so here it is. We're going to finish out. So we're going to go back through, and we're going to rock out. We're going to let the queens close us out. And make sure that you check it out. Go to the event page. The Cash Apps is up there. Make sure that you check them out. Support them in every way possible. It's going to be real super dope when you check them out. We're going to start out, we're closing it with Red Riding Hood. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Here we go. They say she crazy, but ain't nobody asked why. I can see the fear in eyes. Smell the desire to inquire on the who, what, whys. Do realize I'm still comprised of pride, possessions. The lesson in it is crazy bitches exist. I'm just pissed that contributing factors missed when lips label women as this. Trusting and lusting man is a dangerous formula if administered too soon. Willing to give sun, star, and moon to desired groom. Balloons pop each drop of tears. It's weird how we just love them so much. Trained to nurture what is yours. Adore him to the bone. We drift in zone. No shown activity. We groan. This is real. We know what we feel. We create high-priced bills during the course. Up, down, heal, hurt, heal. Till the wheels fall like scabs off old wounds. Tight zoom. We've been here before. But that's okay, we fix hinge on door, because there are men who are just not handed like that, but mad at our creativity to deliberately make this work. No matter what he's done, we don't run, we stay. Like the dog he trained us to be, beck and call, he is the master of all love. He does not even know how to show. They say she's crazy, but ain't nobody asks why. No pressure on being bribed. Just putting in the work it takes, love makes and breaks barriers. She remains faithful while he thinks the more the merrier. She is the carrier of steak on a plate he don't deserve. She has heard silence before the violence. How fucking dare you treat me this way? Turn on the lights, here comes the fights. Broken glass, sliced couches. His mother vouches for his behavior because she is his savior. Kay say, you can't raise a man. She ain't lying, he never been taught. She's the one caught cheating, yet she ends up with the beating on the floor. Body, soul, they say she's crazy. But ain't nobody asked why. His movement was off. Evidence of I's and T's he forgot to cross. Infidelity is a bitch when her intuitive kicks in. She unpacks the bags his tricks in. Her mind creates scenarios she just knows is happening. He make her feel like she losing it. Say she confusing shit with her past for what the last man did. It's possible. His explanation seemed logical, but she just can't shake the feeling of her mister till his sister, who is of non-blood, shows herself bare hair strands on case pillows. Some widows killed about this. Little do you know we get tired of this shit we do. What's required without official commitment that almost every time ends in resentment because you never quite get it, we give it our all. How dare you rob us of simple courtesy calls. The balls you carry must be quite heavy. Well, let's break the levy. No tax bracket is large enough to carry unappreciative bastards at the expense of loving, nurturing souls. How dare you drive her insane with all your games, turn around and call her deranged, knowing that it's you that fucked her up. This is the diary of every mad black woman. This is dumps in the tub, lit cigarettes after the reflected disrespect that still ain't been corrected. She protected you. Tough luck, put you on your dick and you treat her like shit anyway, and that's when she leans in to say, I love you, when all we had was each other. They say she crazy, but ain't nobody asked why. He think I couldn't sense his lies. Found condoms, print pick mail, a pussy spread with birdie and index sex with these bitches when it's me you live with. Didn't even change my sheets. Son beat that ass home. I couldn't be reached. Phone died. He lied. Hide feelings. Game face. Chased his love. That's what it is, right? No love is worth keeping if you didn't have to fight. She saw the triumph in her parents. 32 years married as of today. I learned how to love this way. To wait for better days. Praise God. I love hard. But he gotta want it too. This ain't just my view. It's the truth. Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, nor return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people and thy God, my God, thank you for embedding in me this kind of love. It is our will to get and keep Boaz. We want the ones we love to be capable of simply loving us back. They drag us in the mud. We scrub and fight for another day. So don't just tell me she crazy. Tell me how she got that way. Thank you.
Yes.
Out.
Yes.
You better talk straight on the whole side.
But ain't nobody asked her why.
You feel me? You could have ended the whole thing with that. Damn.
Well, damn.
Throw them out.
Hannah,
and walk off. Damn, that was beautiful.
She drove
thank
a blue Honda.
So
my, my, my.
Thank you. Mm. I appreciate it.
Jesus
you.
Christ.
Yeah, you shut it down. For sure.
Mm.
Yeah.
Thank you, y'all. I appreciate it. And thank you, Mojave.
My God.
Thank y'all so much. Thank you, Queens. Thank y'all, everybody that hit the mic tonight. Y'all are all dope. Everybody here is dope as fuck. Thank you.
Shana Naposa.
Thank you for blessing us.
For real, talking in tongues right now. I'm glad. I'm glad that you
breathe, sister. Are you breathing? That is awesome. My God.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
That was amazing. Make sure that you check her out on the event page. Make sure you check her, follow her on IG under Red Riding Hood Poet. Make sure that you check out all the projects she has coming out. You can follow her, you know, streaming on every platform. Go to the event page. The Cash App is there. Bless, every little bit helps. You know, throw something over there. Make sure it happens. Thank you for blessing us with your presence this evening. Blowing the spot up, flowing. The vibe is high. You queens can keep this vibe super high. I will have to say that Fly Speak 7 is one of my favorite Fly Speaks because this has been simply amazing. Everything has been all energy and all love. This is amazing. Thank you for coming through, Red Riding Hood.
Thank you for having me once again. Thank you so much. It was my honor and pleasure. Thank you.
Super, super, super dope. So we're going to move on from you to the Fishnet Poet. Fishnet Poet, are you there?
I am here. This is called Poetic Justice. My dream is that one of these poems will set you free. One of these poems will help someone in power see all that you aim to be, try to be. My dream is that she will begin to see the beauty in the day again, the possibilities of tomorrow. Considering annual sorrow, the fact that a missed opportunity for love is a pain never cured. Never. My dream is a system that has a reason to double-check forgotten evidence before rendering two life sentences indefinitely, permanently. He is not a monster. He is my son's father. My dream is for an America whose infrastructure is not constructed to fill and keep prison a profitable business. I want the ones who invest in prisons to spend a day in prison. Hear stories that make implacable men bend. Tend to a cell full of rage, 3 steps from raising hell, hell. Why not? Those eyes that arise at each sunrise are your exact punishment when facing a life sentence. I beg of you to listen to the repentance of men who claim they are innocent. What do we not gain by double-checking to see if there can be a change made in the outcome? Why must prison be dark, cold, lonely, condemning, homeless, hopeless, copeless, drug out the anus just to fucking cope? A scrape on the knee? I cannot believe I had to stoop this low to make it to another day. No way. There are a few who deserve a second chance, a second glance, a few whose claim to innocence is relevant. I want you to listen to grown men scream in agony for help, scream for their mother,
Listen to those broken-hearted cries, men, that just need one more chance. Prison, a win or lose decision, someone benefits off of someone else's imprisonment. Why? I dream for a day where America's greed is a seed planted in reformative soil. Coconut oil, shea butter, sea moss, a cure for generational loss, broken men leaving broken children with broken hearts. I dream of a day where someone thinks of the inmate, somebody, anybody, do something for the king that is left to dream of freedom. I dream of a day when your dreams come true. Poem.
Okay. Okay. We're still doing damage tonight.
Wow. Yes.
Ladies, come on.
Yes.
All right, Paul.
My.
Make sure, check the Fishnet Poet out on Instagram. You know, also, could you repeat the Cash App? You know, throw a little something in the Cash App, you know?
Yeah.
How's that? Coffee, some gas, it all works.
Come on, man. My other handle is Poet Con, and Poet Con Rothfire. And my Cash App is $ Khan, K-H-A-N, Cash, C-A-S-H, 1. Ladies, you were I just can't, I don't even have words. And the fellas, thank y'all so much for just being kings and appreciating and allowing us. And ladies, you speak from experience and of triumph and overcome, and it's all over your tongue. I am just extremely blessed and honored to be on this feature with you ladies. Thank y'all, and thank you, Mojave.
Same here, likewise, Queen. This made
thank
so much sense. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, likewise,
thank you.
Queen. Thank you so much. I feel the same.
Thank you.
I just like how everything wavelengthed and vibed and came all together, and everybody came through and just created this supremely dope vibe, and to the point that I keep forgetting to play music, which is bad, but it's all right. We gonna get it right. Rebel Queen, because we're gonna move from the Fishnet Poet to you. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Mic is yours.
Yep, this is called Call Me Denver. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was we. But then the Word was he when the phallus entered the womb and he planted his seed, making her human form weak. The opulence of greed set every being but the womb on her knees. It's the darker baby girls that are born into this world with back taxes. Sweat and tears rolled off my back and face. The expected penance for the black skin I'm in, for the round thickness of my colonial nature, bred and born from man's tortured soul and desires untold, uglified because I'm the reflection of everything he ever hated about himself. Because my body tells a tale of misdeeds, underneath these layers of fat lie the muscle structure of a power athlete, the telltale signs of what I was forced to bear. Spawning babies every season with open back, bruised feet, and broken soul. Our bandaged, bleeding bodies never leaving the cotton field until we take ourselves to the temple in an attempt to cleanse our cores from the sacrilege we swallowed and forced our children to bear our burdens in the form of regurgitated platitudes. Made us believe we had no voice, yet Yemaya already cradled those who chose to end programs.
We lost the understanding that terms can be altered when we lost our memory, or perhaps it wasn't the master who created the program, but the factions who made us tribes and divided the house so we couldn't stand when the colonizer arrived. Selling souls to the unknown was the genesis of this demon. The teaching of sacrifice lost us access to the tree of life, but the universe said, with God as my witness, you got it right. Peppermints and purse come to mind when I think of Mama's secrets, the kind that have become part of the ecosystem of the purse, stuck to the lining, sweet minty lies hidden inside its curdled core. Everything under the sun has a shadow. The people are forever building monuments to our suffering, but never monuments to ourselves. Sounds like a lot like the folks who wandered the desert for 40 years to me. How do you follow the Orisha without knowing your Ori? Roll that back. How do you follow the Orisha without knowing your Ori? We breathed in the air and told no one, and silence became the truth, the way, and the light. So I was born to obey, follow, and eat the bitter of the fruit my fathers ate. And the mothers had made it a practice to give the biggest pieces of meat to the men and leave the scraps for the children. I am my mother's daughter. Back when little Sally Walker was sitting on her saucer, I was sitting on something else. Drink some gin, sit and spin until I passed out, thinking I would feel my body, feel the love, feel the fire, feel desire. But it only lasted a little while, and before I knew it, there was a child. Bed creaking at night, booty shaking and moonshine, and babies by someone else's daddy, because the onlyest place you could hide your blues was in the house everybody knew about but act like they didn't. So as it is and so it was above, only the universe holds the truth. Just call me Denver, because Seth raised me with two bloody eyes and a closed third one, blinded by Master's revenge. So she swung that little baby sister of mine round until she was dead and left me to fend for myself, because she couldn't see which way she was running. Run, Mary, run. Help Martha run, I say. You got a right to the tree of life. Oh, weeping Mary. Oh, weeping Mary. You got a right to the tree of life. Oh.
Wow. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. That's,
if truth
was a poem.
Black truth. Black woman truth.
Absolutely.
Wow. That was phenomenal.
Yes, God.
Yes, thank you.
That's the one right there.
I can't even begin to tell you how the vibe is just so beautiful and so strong. The wavelength is sinking, and everybody's here contributing to this great big pot of gumbo that we're all sampling from with this poetic excellence, this superb feeling that comes with it from this particular night. It's amazing. Thank you. Thank you one and all for participating. Thank you for coming out. Thank you for agreeing to it and even seeing the wavelength between everything that happened between the queens and everybody who came and contributed. It is an amazing feeling. An amazing feeling. Thank you. So did you guys enjoy yourself?
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for just putting this space together and doing what you do, making it happen. So much appreciated. Gratitude.
Thank you, Javi.
Thank you. I try my best. You know, and, you know, if you guys like, you know, stick around. Come back next week, Tuesday. We are doing War Council, which is an egalitarian council of conscious creatives who sit together and talk about today's issues in the news and the community. But we are doing trauma bonding and relationships. You know, is it good for relationships or how relationships are destroyed? But we're going to be talking about trauma bonding and relationships. And how that's going to happen. So it's going to be a very intense show. We expect it to get super intense. It's going to be good. We're probably going to have everybody, I think everybody in the War Council is going to show up and say, hey, what's going on? But we invite everybody to come participate in the discussion of what we're going to do. It's going to be serious. So come on through. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. And check out all the rest of the shows for the rest of the week here on Epiphany Radio, because we're here every day doing something pretty spectacular around 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Matter of fact, La Perla Nigger, what are you doing tomorrow for the show?
Oh, tomorrow is what is the best part of our sex that you like?
I'm just sitting on that one.
Not my idea this time. Not my idea.
I'm just saying. I'm not going to sit on it. I hope it'll sit on me. Anyway.
Can I answer? Can I get my answer now?
No. No. You call in tomorrow night and you sit on the mic. And you talk
The best part of sex?
Miss VIP about
I got
it.
I got my answer.
Don't
my answer.
The chat,
let me stop. I'm kidding. I'm not doing that.
Ain't true.
Listen, I don't know what it is. I don't know. As soon as Love Zone comes around, I turn into a jackrabbit ass fool. And I don't be caring. I just don't care. He'd be like, what the hell happened to Mojave? He was so serious. And then he gets on Love Zone and just cuts the fuck up. I'm like, oh, this is going to be terrible. And I like to see VIP. VIP be like, oh, come on, man. We'll be like, nah, I got to keep going. Got to keep going.
Yep.
Got to keep going.
Y'all call in tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, in the Love Zone.
We'll
be caught up in there.
Yeah, wait a second, and Jay Rob and Van, what y'all got for Thursday?
Let's see. I'm gonna give you a quick hint. Don't miss Thursday night.
Every time he laughs like that, you just know. You automatically know.
Never fails.
Trust and believe.
It never does.
If y'all dug last week's Red Light Special, Lord, do not miss Thursday night. I swear, before Jesus, it's going to be something y'all going to remember for a minute.
I'm just saying.
Come on. Y'all getting ready to get kicked out of the sandbox. Play nice.
Thank you, sir.
No, thank you, sir. I say good day, sir.
I say good day,
oh,
sir.
Oh, no, no. I say good day,
oh, God.
Sir.
We have company, Mojave.
Listen. Listen, it's my company. I say good day to you, sir. Well, you know what? Let's not start. Because people don't understand where the nature of this comes from, and they're going to think we're crazy.
They don't know where it's going to go. So I'll just say thank you, and please don't miss Thursday night.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. I'm sorry. Queens, I'm sorry. Me and my cousins, we act whole fools, and it's an inside joke that you guys are not privy to, but you'll learn. And we're just going to keep – it's going to be bad. But we're going to do Old English Night because of Pharrell. Because Pharrell has to do that. I have to do one. I have to do it.
Yes.
It's in
please,
my nature
and
to
thank
do
you.
Forthwith?
Do it.
Forthwith?
Yes.
You're going to do forthwith.
I can't wait. We're not doing it. No.
What do you mean you're not doing it? Yes, we are.
Gentlemen, we have company.
We are going to
gentlemen,
be forthwith.
Gentlemen, we have company.
Umbrella.
We have company.
Umbrella.
We have company.
I'm trying.
We're going to do forthwith.
We will. Yes, we are.
Gentlemen.
Oh, wow.
Gentlemen,
go
we have company.
It's gonna go. I can't even get it out.
Are we going to do forthwith?
We have company. Cuzzo, we have company.
Oh my
I'm trying to calm down. I'm trying to calm.
Me, Shmeagle, want to do forthwith.
Cousin, we have company. We have company. Inhale. Inhale.
Okay. I got it.
Thank you.
We're going to do it.
We can talk later. We have company.
Yes. All right. So listen, Queens, we're going to do a night of us talking in Old English, and we're going to do erotic poetry in Old English, and it's going to suffer.
I'm not
going
to say anything.
Cuzzle, gather yourself. Gather yourself. Inhale. We have
forthwith
company.
Nasty. Forthwith nasty.
We inhale.
I can't wait to come in.
Address the queens properly.
Okay.
The queens properly.
All right, I'm done.
Okay. Okay.
Too much.
We have company.
Okay. Okay.
And we want them to
right,
come
so
back.
Listen. Okay. So for everyone that was here this evening, thank you for coming out to Epiphany Radio Universe of For Real Entertainment Network. This has been the Hidden Fly Speak Feature Open Mic Part 7. Queens featuring Red Riding Hood, the Fishnet Poet, and Rebel Queen. Amazing and incredible poetry. If you're not here, you didn't get a chance to listen to it, make sure that you follow the call back. Make sure that you follow them on social media. Check out IG. It's going to be super fresh. Stop by the event page. You know, hit the Cash App. You know, every little bit helps. Check them out. They're amazing people. Their books. There'll be T-shirts coming soon. You can see Red Riding Hood Poet on all platforms. Check them out. And thank you to everyone else who came out and participated and had a good time with us. forgive the laughing fits. You wait to the show, you'll understand why. And from that point, it's going to be an amazing night. We thank y'all for coming out. God bless you. Be safe. Cover up. Make sure that you understand that the Delta variant and the Lambda variant is out there, so, you know, go back to wearing masks. We don't want nobody to get sick. We had too many losses already. Please come through. Keep sharing your poetry. Keep being amazing. And we love you. Thank you for coming out. God bless y'all. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Good night, everybody.
Good night.